Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Outsider Bernardo Reveloa was swept to victory in Guatemala's presidential election on Sunday with his anti-corruption message firing up weary voters. Arevalo scored 59% of the vote, with 95% of the ballots counted, according to official results. Voters became angry with widespread corruption and the current leader's failure to tackle it. A victory by Arevalo, a progressive, is almost certainly distressing to those who've been enjoying impunity for corruption. However, the voting results are unlikely to be the last word. An investigation that followed the first round of voting continues, and prosecutors appear to be on a path of stripping Arevalo of his political party. Now, many Guatemalans wonder what will happen between Sunday's results and the transfer of power on January 14th. In Ecuador's presidential election, leftist candidate Luisa Gonzalez and her surprise challenger Daniel Noboa were leading the first round of voting on Sunday. The election clouded by the murder of anti-corruption candidate Fernando Villavicencio. Gonzalez was tallying 33% support with about 40% of the ballot boxes counted. Deadly floodwaters have inundated streets along the length of Mexico's and Baja California, where Tropical Storm Hillary came ashore on Sunday. The storm then moved over Southern California, where it dropped torrential rains that swamped roads and trapped cars and flooded buildings. Pope Francis on Sunday urged a diplomatic solution to a political crisis in Niger, sparked by a coup that threatens stability in the region. This is VOA News. Spanish Canary Island and tourist hotspot Tenerife is suffering its worst wildfires in decades. Firefighters have been battling overnight to bring them under control. Here's Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
The fire. Has forced the evacuation or confinement of nearly 8,000 people. Regional officials say the latest efforts will be crucial in containing the fire. The Canary Islands have been in drought for most of the past few years, just like large parts of mainland Spain. The islands have recorded below average rainfall in recent years because of changing weather patterns impacted by climate change. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Firefighters are reporting making progress in Canada's wildfires in the region of British Columbia. Homes have been destroyed and damaged, and tens of thousands evacuated. As days turn into weeks, the odds are growing longer for families hoping to be reunited with missing loved ones after the wildfires on the U.S. Hawaiian island of Maui. But some remain undeterred as they continue searching for those unaccounted for. An oil tanker suspected of carrying sanctioned Iranian crude oil has begun offloading a cargo near the Texas coast. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports some of the members of the U.S. Congress are now calling for that money from the oil cargo to be used for people here in the United States. Australia has locked in a deal to buy potent long-range weapons from the United States, officials said on Monday, as the country looks to counter China's rising military power. The cache of more than 200 Tomahawk cruise missiles, costing about $830 million, would be some of the most powerful technology advanced weapons in Australia's arsenal. And Barbie is number one no more. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
How did you get it to do that?
I think he likes me.
The DC superhero adventure Blue Beetle is the new champion with movie audiences. It earned $25.4 million domestically in its opening weekend, according to studio estimates. Barbie drops to second after 4 weeks at number one. Oppenheimer is third and picks up a new record, the biggest box office hit never to be number one, beating previous record holder Sing in 2016.
AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta with this weekend's box office numbers. More information on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.